This is from Caroline Bingley. She has invited me to dine with her. Her brother will be dining out.
Dining out?
Can I take the carriage?
Where? Let me see that.
It is too far to walk, Mama.
It's unaccountable of him dining out, indeed.
Mama, the carriage for Jane.
Certainly not. She'll go on horseback.
Horseback?
She'll have to stay the night, exactly as I predicted.
Good grief, woman. Your skills in the art of matchmaking are positively occult.
Though I don't think, Mama, you can reasonably take credit for making it rain. My kind friends will not hear of me returning home until I am better, but do not be alarmed. Excepting a sore throat, a fever and a headache, there is nothing much wrong with me. This is ridiculous.
Well, if Jane does die, it'd be a comfort to know it was in pursuit of Mr. Bingley.
People do not die of cold.
But she may well perish with the shame of having such a mother. I must get another fit at once.
Bathurst is redecorating her ballroom in the French style. A little unpatriotic, don't you think?
Miss Elizabeth Bennet.
Good Lord, Miss Elizabeth, did you walk here?
I did. I'm so sorry. How is my sister?
She's upstairs.
Thank you.
My goodness, did you see her hem? 6 inches deep in mud. She looked positively medieval.
I feel such a terrible imposition. They're being so kind to me.
Don't worry, I don't know who is more pleased at your being here, Mama or Mr. Bingley. Thank you for tending to my sister so diligently. She is in far better comfort here than she would have been at home.
It's a pleasure. No, I mean, it's... Sorry, not a pleasure that she's ill, of course not. It's a pleasure that she's here, being ill.
Not going to be famous, our pig. Back of the back, not related to the learned pig of Norwich. Now that pig is...
Miss Bennet, yes. It's all going according to plan. He's half in love with her already.
Who is Blossom?
Mr. Bingley. And he doesn't mind a bit that she hasn't a penny, for he has more than enough for the two of them.
Oh, we need them.
Wait for me. He's dropped something. Then pick it up.
Uncommonly fast, Mr. Darcy.
You're mistaken, I write rather slowly.
How many letters you must have occasion to write, Mr. Darcy? Letters of business, too, how odious I should think them.
It is fortunate, then, that they fall to my lot instead of yours.
Do tell your sister that I long to see her.
I've already told her once my desire.
I do dote on her. I was quite in raptures at her beautiful little design for a table.
Perhaps you will give me leave to defer your raptures till I write again. At present, I have not room enough to do them justice.
Well, I think it's amazing you young ladies have the patience to be so accomplished.
What do you mean, Charles?
You all paint tables and play the piano and embroider cushions. I never heard of a young lady, but people say she is accomplished.
The word is indeed applied. 在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。